All right, start it.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey.
We're here. Richmond Cast, episode 29.
Yeah.
Is it 29?
It's 29.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. We're almost at 30.
Is it already 29?
29.
I think we do that every single week. Is it already?
No, see, I knew it.
30-year anniversary.
Almost our 30-year anniversary.
Amazing.
Congratulations. It's like a big, happy family.
Bob.
I just realized that's Katamari.
What?
That's so nice.
You just beat Katamari?
No, I didn't beat it, but I just rolled up a super sweet one. I needed like 60 centimeters, and I got like...
You rolled
a super sweet one?
Yeah. You guys
what are you rolling?
What are you rolling, you druggie?
You just roll up stuff into a giant ball.
Cute.
That's disgusting.
Evan, don't try to hide your drug habits.
Yeah.
We know you're rolling a super sweet one.
Intervention.
Oh, God.
This is an interesting start.
So hi everybody, this is the video game henchman.
Hey guys!
Yeah.
So,
if you didn't know,
Lance has Play-Doh in his house.
Lance, you got Play-Doh?
That's my sister's ball.
It's really dry.
She rolled a really sweet one.
She rolled a really sweet one? Yeah, dude.
Is it really dry?
Just like Evan rolls really sweet ones. sweet doobies.
Dude, hit my catamaran.
Really sweet doobies.
Doobies! Doobies!
So,
this is officially Doobie Cast.
So, David,
all we need
my
is the Doobie Brothers.
Barack Obama book.
Wait, what? Oh.
I have to read that.
He borrowed it from Santa Fe.
I have to read that for my.
Oh, really?
Is it good?
That's pretty good.
Did he write this?
No.
Oh,
okay. So,
he doesn't really have time to write books.
Are you reading Obama's book?
It's written by this guy.
He didn't write the book. It's written by some guy from the New York Times.
Jonathan
Alter. Or the Washington Post, one of the two.
Huh.
What did it talk about? Like, what he has done in
years? It talks about his first year.
Interesting.
Wow.
Is it a boring read, or is it decently written?
No, it's actually really good.
Your bookmark's $1?
Not fitting.
Wow.
Very patriotic.
It spits out dollars on you?
Exactly.
It just gives you...
Comes with a free dollar as a bookmark.
Oreo, why are you complaining? So, I wasn't in... I know, I'm just gonna start it off with a little appetizer.
Appetize.
So, you know that whole thing when you were walking last semester and your phone started playing that guy?
Who was it? Oh, it was the Phil
Ray?
Guy. No.
It's the... Hey, what's up, guys?
No,
is that them?
Maybe. It's some guy named Phil on YouTube. Sexy Phil. That's it.
Sexy Phil?
That's who it was.
Who is that guy? Because that happened, like...
Evan to you too?
Yeah, it happened to me, like, too. For some reason, maybe Droid phones or, like, Motorola.
It randomly went to YouTube
Android
and
phones.
Not only did it randomly go to YouTube, but it played a video as well.
Yeah, it played a video, like, the whole class was silent, and then it'll just, like, I had it on mute. My phone was on mute, and
yeah.
I was looking at it, I was like, okay, time for the class to start. And next thing you know, it's like, woo-hoo-hoo! Hey, what's up, guys? And I'm like, oh, God.
That's Ray William Johnson.
Yeah, is it? Yeah. I thought that guy, that's the same guy that played to you.
Oh, God.
So everyone was looking at me. I was like, what is this?
God dang it. Well, at least you weren't walking for 5 minutes thinking that there was surround sound system in the library.
Yeah. You have, like, some guy talking in the background.
Oh, my God.
Oreo seems to be extra biatchy today.
Oreo.
Yeah, I was just like... whining.
Extra whining because he got into the garbage and started eating everything he saw.
Come on, Oreo.
What the heck's wrong with you?
Well, that's a funny story because. So basically, if you have a Droid phone, be prepared for random YouTube videos to start playing.
Be prepared for Ray William Johnson and Sexy Phil playing in your background.
Playing in your pocket.
It's crazy. I hate it. So embarrassing because.
That sucks that it was like...
It was dead silent in class and it
Like,
played.
With mine, I went into the class, but it was like two people there because it was like before.
So nobody was there.
So really, nobody was there except for like the teacher.
Yeah, and I was like... I guess I was embarrassed because, you know...
That was something. It was like the...
Yeah.
It was just about to start and everybody's dead silent.
Everyone's just
like,
quiet and the next thing you know, you're feeling like...
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Like, I was like, oh, shit. I mumbled to myself. That was what happened this week.
That's funny.
Yeah. Other
we all have embarrassing moments.
So embarrassing, I know. Alright, well, I guess we should go on to what have we been playing.
Sure.
So Lance, you got, what, Killzone 3, Bulletstorm?
Yeah, I got Bloodstone. I got
Bada Bing, Bada Boom.
What is it? Band of Brothers? No, not Band of
Brothers. I don't even know what it's called.
I don't even know what it's called. It's like Brothers, Hell's Highway, Army of Brothers.
Oh, Band of Brothers.
Brothers in Arms.
Oh, Brothers in Arms. Wait, that's an old game.
Yeah, I played that one. It's pretty shitty. I played it a little bit and I was like, I'm bored. I'm waiting for Bulletstorm to come out. And it's like, oh, okay.
So how's Bulletstorm? Seeing as you got your review up and everything.
I know, I finished it in like 2 days.
Dang, you powered through it.
I know.
No sleep, no food.
So how much is it like
drugs and alcohol? What is
I'm not really like a pro at Gears, so I like a lot of dick jokes. It's weird. So many dick jokes. Even the girls, even the female character says a lot of dick jokes.
Dick jokes.
A lot of like they call like the insult for the Japanese guy that's with them is like
Johnson
sushi dick, and it's like and it's like dick tits, and there's so many dick jokes. It's like you don't even like okay.
I can't even do this anymore, Lance.
Exactly.
Your potty mouth is just
I'm aghast.
You so know, basically, it lives up to the profanity that has been advertised.
Is Gears known for profanity?
Not Gears, but like Bulletstorm has been advertised as like profane, over the top, and like
it's all right. I mean,
that was the one thing that I didn't really know how it was gonna go off. Like to me, it seemed like they were trying too hard, but I guess it could be funny.
It's I think they reused their jokes to the point that it's almost like what another dick joke.
But how about, like, the creative aspect of, like,
skill
shots?
It's very innovative. Like, you know.
I feel like the games focus a lot on, like, teenagers who like dick jokes.
Yeah. Except that's really not, like, who it's supposed to be targeted to. It's, you know, it's, like, for a mature audience, but it's, like, clearly targeting, like, kids who are into inappropriate humor and stuff.
Yeah.
Like us.
Yeah. But I don't know. So it was interesting. Basically,
it's interesting, and like all the stuff you can do to someone is pretty interesting as well. Like,
a lot of creative ways to kill people.
Yeah, you know, you can shoot their balls and
like I'm pretty sure it was limited in the demo.
Yeah,
and
I mean, you shoot their balls and they're gonna be like, "Oh, my balls!" and you kick their head off.
Was there ever a point? Was there ever a point where you just like? Never got any new kill shot,
steal
shots.
There's always like that. It's like challenges almost. And there's. Like,
but I mean, is it varied enough to where it's like even through like the end of the game, you're still getting
new
skill
ones?
Shots?
No, sadly not.
No.
Although like the weapons get unlocked through as the game goes.
Okay. So it's kind of like,
it's sort of like
different weapons have
different
skill
weapons
shots.
Yeah,
different
weapons have different skill shots. And as you press select, it'll show you what you have to do to get those kill shots. And there's some that are just like really.
Insane.
Hard to
get,
and there's some that are simply easy. So, you just have to follow it.
So the appeal is kind of like
it's
basically
good.
Running through levels, trying to rack up as many points as you get, and trying to unlock as many skill shots as
unlock,
you can.
I mean, you can unlock any skill shot,
right.
Pretty much. The thing is,
or
if you do the skill shots, you unlock the weapon's charge mode.
Oh, okay.
So they have an alternate fire mode. So it's good.
So you unlock the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's interesting.
And then there's the... mode called Echo Mode.
Yeah, which is basically like chunks, right?
You just have to get points, and if you don't get that number of points, you can't go through the next level.
Okay.
So you have to get that number of points. So
it's
kind of
like a unlock each stage as you go by getting more
that'll
points.
Be your repetitiveness of the game.
Basically
your
longevity,
replayability. Yeah.
Okay.
So other than that, it's okay.
What about
story?
Was it...
Story-wise was rather...
bland.
I mean, it's a good single player, no doubt.
Right.
But the story, you're like... Okay. Big deal.
Okay.
Dick jokes.
Right.
Yeah. Girl. Japanese friend.
I was wondering because they were kind of like...
I mean...
I wasn't even expecting much, even though they were saying, oh, this game still has a really good story. I was like,
Yeah. I mean,
judging from the trailers, it just kind of looks like a mashup of like...
It's just like a shoot 'em up and blood and...
Yeah.
Dick
and dudes cussing
and
stuff.
Dudes cussing and...
Hey, I'm back.
Where did you go?
I watched a video on Infamous 2 and... Interesting looking. Sorry.
You watched it? Wait, what was it?
There was a video on Infamous 2. It was on Kotaku. It's like the first one at the top.
Was it the morality, or was it a new one?
I think it was a new one.
Oh. What's it about?
It's just kind of, it has like Cole's voice act, which is completely different. Sounds like the narrator from 300, and it doesn't really, I don't think it really goes with the guy well. Yeah. And then you kind of just see some like, some combat, and you see him kind of use his ice-based powers. Jacob, look in your face, it's priceless.
No, Dave. David just like.
David like jet out.
Yeah.
He like. It looked like he got stung.
Yeah, he looked like he was about to like shit the storm. Anyways, other than that. Yeah, it was scary.
That was interesting.
He was about to defuse a bomb in the White House, so he had to leave.
He must have had something.
Did he take his laptop with him, or no, did he just like run out with his phone?
He like ran out with his phone, so I guess he had something.
He had an important hit to do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Other than that, Bloodstorm was pretty good. I mean, I suggest you guys wait to get it.
Yeah.
Is it, like, so my impression was that it's kind of like Gears, but in first person, but with kill shots. Is that true, or I guess?
I don't know.
What do you think?
Well, there's no cover system.
That's what I got out of the demo, but I don't know.
There's no cover system, but, I mean, with the whole, like, fighting bosses like Gears, it's okay. There's bosses in Gears, right?
Yeah,
like
Gears.
Kind of.
It's like bigger enemies that take.
And I would be surprised. Like I wanted to have a co-op for Bloodstorm, but there's no co-op.
Right.
Yeah, they said it was taking away from the creative purposes.
It's really depressing because there, you have this Japanese guy that's always with you. They couldn't even implement the co-op system for it. So I was rather upset with that. But other than that, I guess it's okay. Most people just bought the game because of the Gears of War 3 demo.
Which is actually announced that it was coming like mid-April. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Which is a long time. So if you can hold on to that game without...
Do you need the game? Is it like
you need
Halo
game.
Reach where
because
you have to have...
It's funny because once you put the game in, you have to activate it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah.
There's a code that you have to activate.
To play the game.
Setting over.
Isn't that, like, a lot of games have been doing that.
It's like the DC Universe thing.
Yeah, but, like, it's not, the activation code's not linked to the disc.
Though. Oh,
okay. It's like an EA kind of thing where...
Oh, the EA count thing.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, oh, you have to enter this code to play the game.
Like, even
or
single
else,
player?
Even single player, yeah.
Or else you can't, like...
Or else you have to purchase it on Xbox Live.
What?
So, it's like, I'm starting to get pissed off at the whole thing because, like, how can... Like, if you have a friend that wants to borrow the game, how can they play it without the code?
Oh, that sucks. That means... I guess I have to use
but,
my brother's
sure
hard drive.
Wait, you can't play the entire game without the code? Or just the multiplayer?
Actually, I haven't even, like, tried, but, like, before I actually got to the game, I had to enter the code. Like, when you put in... When you first put in the disc in your... 360, you had to put it.
Now, is that for just the beta, or is that for, like...
No, that's for playing Bulletstorm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, I know this Bulletstorm's produced by EA, so I know EA has been taking a lot of measures lately, too.
Yeah, like...
Yeah. Dead Space 2 multiplayer.
They
had
to put the...
You give you, like, a one-day free trial.
So, maybe it's only multiplayer.
I'm pretty
probably
sure it's probably, like...
It's probably just multiplayer.
Probably
I'll
multiplayer,
check it out.
Because it's the entire game.
Yeah.
Wow, that would be...
Yeah, check it out. Because, like, when it first opened for me, I had to enter that thing.
I'll see if I can, if it's
probably,
only a single
player.
Maybe
it was probably the multiplayer.
It's probably just multiplayer.
Interesting.
But I'm starting to get, like,
angry.
It's
still pretty
weird. Because, I mean, when did they start doing that, you know?
I can't
remember. Like,
I think, I mean, I remember there's the whole linking your account with Mass Effect 2 and stuff. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, does that mean it's SOL for the people who buy the traded-in games?
I guess
so.
The multiplayer, they probably have to buy another one online.
Yeah. I think that's basically what it means. It's like trying to cut down on people buying used games.
I think someone's knocking at your door, Lance.
No, it
doesn't. Oh, that's David.
Is that disturbing you? Is it rocking
you? Oh, Dave, are you okay?
Is it disturbing you?
He's playing with his balls.
Balls.
Playing with his ball.
Oh,
with
God.
His purple ball. So, other than that, Bulletstorm's okay.
And then Killzone 3.
Killzone 3 I like. Sort of.
Looks nice.
No, graphics nice. Lackluster story.
Yeah, you're telling me. Basically, the Killzone story.
It's
a like
Killzone
nothing,
franchise.
Nothing great.
Yeah.
I don't think it's really based on the story. It's like, hey, I can shoot my gun to someone's ass and make it shoot out fire.
Oh, no. We moved on to Killzone 3.
Oh, you moved on to Killzone. Played a couple of Bulletstorm.
Yeah. He's just saying, like, story's kind of like general Killzone story, where it's really not that, nothing special. Bunch of explosions, big speeches.
Yeah,
and
big speeches. It's sad because if you haven't played Killzone 1 or 2, and you get Killzone 3, you don't even know what's going on.
They don't even do, like, a setup.
Yeah, they don't even give you a back... Like, they give you, like, a little prologue.
Right.
Like, a little word-typed-out thing, but other than that, you're like, what's going on right now? Like, how did that... Like, how did the guy die? How
right.
did... Who's die? It's like, you don't even know. So it'll pretty much just spoil everything
Dang.
From what happened to Killzone 2. So it's a little sad that that happened, but... You know, it's Killzone 3. They think that they have a huge fan base, which they probably do.
I mean, it's one of the...
To me, Killzone has always been, like, the cheap knockoff of attempting to make Halo for the PlayStation.
Yeah. I don't know. I never understood, really... Like, I guess it's the one big FPS title for PS3, but still...
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it's that special. Like, Halo is great because it was revolutionary, and it's still probably one of the best feeling
yeah.
FPSs, and Call of Duty obviously is Call of Duty. It's the
but,
standard.
You know, it's cool. Killzone's pretty much like a game where it makes you feel like there's no camera
yeah.
looking, you know. It makes
yeah.
you feel like you're the person.
Yeah.
Because you can see the hand reel, you can see the gun reload
yeah.
and running, and if you're gonna do a melee, you pretty much just brutally murder them. It's cool.
Like, it's a nice looking game.
Nice looking, but story is very poofy. Multiplayer is good though. You
multiplayer is pretty good. I mean, it's kind of a.
It's gonna be where most people spend the time.
Kind of like Call of Duty, although I don't know if it's that as good as Call of Duty. I mean,
wait, did you say you don't like Call of Duty?
No, I said it's kind of like Call of Duty, but I don't think it's that.
Like,
I don't think it's as good.
You don't know if it's gonna be that great.
I don't know.
As Call of Duty, which will.
I think it's interesting how there's move support with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried it, and I mean, sometimes
he tried the sharpshooter
too. Sometimes
it's
very like inaccurate, like it moves a lot.
okay.
The PlayStation move moves a lot.
I don't know. Whenever I tried it with my move, it was tough for me. Like I would have to really sit there and tweak with like this barriers and
uh-huh.
stuff to get it right to where it would like feel natural, and I just didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
So I just
it's the control is much more superior, obviously.
It's interesting. Like you can be precise with the move, but it's. It's very... I don't know.
It's only for people who want to, you know.
It'd be like, hard for you to be competitive with multiplayer.
I mean, it's sad because they came out with a sharpshooter controller, but it's going to be like...
It's like $30, right?
$29.99.
It's, I mean, it was interesting. Like, I thought it looked cool how they mapped all the buttons in the... In
they
the
look cool on
stuff.
The... VGAs.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, hey, this is a new controller. Oh, this
like,
is gonna
they
be
had
awesome.
They had some cool videos that I posted on the site and stuff that kind of made it look pretty sweet, and I wanted to try it out, but I don't know. Maybe whenever Killzone goes down, maybe I'll get that.
When the sharpshooter goes down.
Maybe that too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Killzone's not really on the top of my list right now.
Yeah.
So.
Right. But other than that, that's Killzone. I'll write a review if I ever finish it. I haven't finished it yet, so.
If I ever get around to it.
Yeah,
finally.
Because I'm pretty much concentrating on it right now, so.
Yeah.
I'll probably beat it by the end of this weekend.
That sounds good.
Yeah. But other than that, that's pretty much all I've been playing. Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
And we sent Mick his collector's edition. Hell
congratulations,
yes.
Mick.
Which costs really expensive shipping, but.
Oh.
Whatever.
Only the best.
Only the best for our admin. Moderator. I called him an admin.
Admin.
Sorry, you're not an admin. Sorry.
Yeah, he's not on our level.
Get
okay.
out of my face. Alright.
David, you've been playing anything?
You've been playing anything, David? With your
anything
Xbox?
New?
You're gonna,
no,
have you decided on getting a new one?
I've been seriously
saving?
I've been seriously contemplating, like, deep thought, really deep thought, of whether I wanted to switch to PlayStation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, I can't
Whoa.
Hear you.
I have been in deep and serious thought of whether I wanted
you don't
to switch
deserve
to
this
PlayStation.
While I hear it. What is wrong with you? But, that's cool. What have you, like, thought about?
Well, first of all, the
graphic
costs,
wise?
The costs.
It's
free
insane,
online,
though, is it?
Free
oh, free
online.
Online.
Now, I will admit, though, David, you pay for like, just when I ever use PlayStation Network, I feel like it drops me every, like, 30 minutes.
That's yeah, but I feel like my Xbox drops me every 30 minutes.
I mean,
you've been playing Command and Conquer, though, haven't you? Command and Conquer?
Oh, I mean, the Xbox, the games are fun as shit. It's just everything else about Xbox and Microsoft
drops
me.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I mean,
it's weird. I
told the guys, the Xbox customer support, I don't even think you can call it that. It's more like we take...
Did he just rip my cord out a bit? Where did those earphones...
David, can you calm the fuck down?
What the heck?
So, anyway, like I was saying...
Did you just rip my cord out?
I told them to not call me before 4 o'clock p.m. And for 4 days in a row, they called me...
No, it's still okay.
Okay, no, it's cool. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, God.
Well, you realize that
it's probably
4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. That's exactly what I said. The Eastern Seaboard of the United States of America is the time frame that I gave them.
Are you talking to an outsourced agent?
Well, it's
90% likely.
Yeah, it's going to be outsourced
because they're Xbox experts.
No, they're not. They're reading rule book experts is what they are. They don't know anything about an Xbox.
That's probably wrong.
Neither do I, but that's not the point. I'm not supposed to know anything about Xboxes.
Is it glowing?
Yeah. I guess
whose
it works.
Whose headphones are these?
I have no idea.
Where did you get this Oreo? Is this yours, even?
Oh, yeah. How did that happen?
I think Oreo just pooped it out.
Interesting.
Huh.
smells it. Take a little whiff.
Interesting. Yay. The only thing with PS3 is that
I like PS3. I mean, there's
going
to be good games coming.
Like, everybody's on
exactly,
Xbox.
Exactly.
Yeah, everyone's on Xbox.
If I
were
to get PlayStation, that would completely isolate from the real reason why.
It depends. If there's a game that comes out for PS3, then people...
If it's Uncharted 3 weekend, then yeah, we're all going to be on
PS3. If Uncharted 3 comes out, we'll be there, like...
Yeah, but
like
then
Portal
you
2,
yeah.
Yeah,
but then you guys will leave just as quickly as you can, so...
Probably.
That's disgusting, but yes.
I don't know, like, I've always liked Xbox, like, Marketplace, or the
download. It's just, it's, I like it. I like it.
Achievements. I like achievements more than trophies.
You're just not fond of their
maybe
hardware
just,
and support.
Maybe
yeah.
I just need to take a step away from Xbox for a little bit and, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
Just step away from it for a while and then get back to it, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe
it'll be good.
Yeah.
Plus, you'll get a Blu-ray player. The sad thing about PS3, though, I've noticed is updating. So
yeah,
it's
like one game in the PS3 for like the first time, and
yeah,
like 10 minutes while it downloads.
You're like, oh, I'm so excited
I'm
to play this game.
Yeah.
Then you have to wait till and like, oh, okay. Then you'll have to like go watch your TV.
Each one has its perks. Each one has its flaws.
You pay for the quality of the video. I don't know.
Oreo.
That worked.
Sounds like someone pooped.
It does.
Did
the Oreo poop?
Oreo poop in the ground or something? Hey!
It does smell like poop.
Anyways.
He must have done it.
Where'd you poop?
Oh, God.
Oh. Is it like...
Oh! Lord!
That's why probably why he was whining, because he needed to go out.
Oh, man, I can smell it from here.
Can you really?
Here, guys.
Oh, God.
So, anyways,
yeah,
other than that,
I got a whiff of something.
How about you, Jacob? You've been playing? Oh, yeah, you played some Assassino.
Assassino molto bene.
Wow. You just went the world tour
in
Olive Garden.
I powered through some serious Assassin's Creed the past few days.
You like it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Assassin's Creed. So
you're ready for...
I just kind of put it off for a while because I was playing Black Ops and stuff. And I don't know, I just
Black
wasn't really, really feeling up to it. And then finally I sat down and was like, you know what, I'm going to finish this game.
You ready for AC3?
Yeah, now I guess they announced that there's going to be Assassin's Creed this year, so that's going to be really interesting because...
I'm surprised this year.
Yeah,
they said this
it's pretty
year.
Quick, but...
Hopefully they
don't
fuck it up.
This is what I've been noticing lately is Ubisoft has been on top of their game.
Yeah.
Maybe. Unless you want to play Wii Spank.
Like, I'm just like, with all the recent releases and kind of like, you know, with the EA versus Activision.
Oh,
Wii Spank.
We Dare. Does it smell? I love it. You guys aren't used to it. What's wrong with you? I thought you'd be used to it 30 podcast episodes later.
I just can't. Poop smells not Not what I want to smell.
Testing you, Jacob. Alright, that's good. Like,
is this like... Is there like a giant turd behind me or something?
No.
I smell like...
Yeah, EA is in the zone right now, which is kind of my opinion.
Oh, EA?
Or not EA, I mean Ubisoft.
Like, what makes you think, say they're in the zone?
What makes you think?
Assassin's Creed, Beyond Good and Evil remake, even Just Dance. Just Dance is probably one more successful Kinect and Wii titles.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm surprised Just Dance actually made pretty good.
Just Dance. And those are just games that came out. I mean,
and it's sad because Just Dance doesn't even have the song Just Dance.
It doesn't?
And Far Cry 3, I think, is coming out soon. And did they say a while back that they have like 4 or 5 big titles coming out this year?
I think so. Hold on.
Sorry, guys.
It's alright.
Smell it now. Oreo, it's your butt. Get out of here.
Oh, God.
Oreo has like poop hanging out in his butt.
But
what are you?
I mean, I was wondering when that Ghost Recon Future Soldier was coming out, because they kind of like have a very large window for
you
that
know what's
game.
Sad?
And they had to make some money off that Prince of Persia movie.
What's sad about?
Oh yeah.
How Ubisoft had Splinter Cell Conviction, and they were like, Ghost Recon Beta is gonna be in here.
Was it?
Yeah, they gave you a code for a Ghost Recon Beta.
I gotta check that but copy of ours in.
I don't think it ever came out.
Well, yeah. Like, the game is, like, slated for, like, a year release window. It's, like, 2011 to, like, Q1
and then if
of
you
2012
have,
or something.
Medal of Honor, you get Battlefield 3 beta.
Yeah. A lot
I'm
of games
surprised.
Are doing betas.
There's all these betas, but I'm, like, I already traded the game.
Yeah.
Like, oh, sorry.
I do have to agree, though. I mean, Ubisoft is... They're putting out some good stuff.
Maybe.
But it'll be interesting because Assassin's Creed Brotherhood was a very quality.
You like it?
Like
very
that was no filler game by any stretch of the imagination.
I know, right?
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be like a game with no single player and just like all centered on multiplayer, and like just turned out to be the opposite.
it was a quality. Like that had more stuff than Assassin's Creed 2 to do in it. Like,
did you like that ending?
Okay, the ending is.
Hold on, David hasn't played it yet.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to spoil it. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. But, man.
So, anyway.
Like, the ending was intense. That's all I'm going to say. Like, you weren't lying when... like,
I told you, it's like, oh.
Things go down.
Things go down.
Like, that was... I did not expect that at all.
Very, very cliffhanger, too.
Right? Oh, yeah. Like...
You're like, wah!
They didn't, like, explain anything. It's just like, boom,
okay,
credits.
Boom, stop. Credits. 1 hour long credit.
Yeah, those are some long credits.
I think that's one of the... Oh, Heavy Rain's a long credits too.
Are they?
Yeah, I've noticed like
that was,
credit time.
That was long mode. But I mean, I really enjoyed it. Like, Ezio turned out to be a really good character. I mean, Assassin's Creed 2, he was really good. And even in Brotherhood, I was wondering how much more they could do with him. But he really turned out to be pretty good. And I enjoyed the whole, like, Borgia family and stuff like that. And the only thing is, like, it didn't seem like there were many memorable side characters in a Brotherhood. Like, in Assassin's Creed 2, you had Leonardo, who's, like, a big side character.
There's a bunch.
Well, he's still there.
Yeah, I mean, Leonardo's there, but, like, he's barely in the game.
Yeah. He's like, oh, here, let me write
like,
with a chalk.
Machiavelli's there most, some of the time, but it never seems like there's a dominant person.
Mm, yeah, well, I think they wanted to focus more on the people outside the Animus. Hmm, fragrant.
God, where is
it
coming from?
So
where
bad.
Is it coming from?
Are you serious? It still smells?
Oh, God. It's just like...
Of course. It's just like a lingering little thing, man. Like, it's not strong,
lingeringly.
But it's just like... Oh.
It's just... I don't know. It's like...
it's just like a green
it's
smog.
It's like a wave, man. It's just...
It's, I thought it would be like extinguished when I opened the windows.
That, I
did
don't
he
know,
poop
that
outside
help.
This wall?
I don't know.
Wait, did you just poop in the house?
I
no.
feel like we're... I feel like there's poop somewhere
he
but nearby.
He's probably got a leaky butt right now.
Dude.
He pooped outside in the garage.
That's one leaky butt.
Yeah.
Ariel! Come here.
I keep smelling like turd.
What a douche.
I can't go on.
Hey guys, welcome back to Poopcast.
Poopcast all over.
Just like everyone starts vomiting.
Oh god.
Just ignore it, they'll like waft away through the window. No?
I don't think it works
if
that
I,
way.
If I barf.
Just turn on a fan at least. Okay.
If I barf, I'm gonna...
I will slap you guys in your...
I'm gonna... Oh, God. barf all over my computer.
Oh, no
wonder, there's poop here. Oh, shoot.
Oh, that's where it is. I knew it was in
here. God.
I'm kidding. There's no poop here.
Oh.
Overreaction.
So, guys.
That would make sense.
Podcast 29.
Here, I have all the windows open.
For me, I really haven't played. I finished Dragon Age Awakening. That was really cool.
We'll talk more about Assassin's Creed when David beats it, but
yeah,
it has.
Is there a little bit of Dragon Age Awakening, or is Sean's really not here for me to talk about it with?
I think Sean's not here.
Yeah, Sean's not here yet. Although he is on his way, supposedly.
He's on his way, but I don't know. It might be a little short cast. Right.
Are you on the Chronicles of Narnia?
Yeah, we don't really want too much to talk about.
This is our next convention trip. Oh, Disney's African Cats.
Disney's African Cats, the best convention.
Exactly. Because, obviously, we can't go to MegaCon because some people are getting married and we have to crash it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, Evan and David has to go to a wedding.
To go to a wedding.
They have to get married.
Evan and David are getting married.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we'd have to be there.
Yep.
That's why Evan and I are strongly opposed to the Defense of Marriage Act, in which same-sex couples will not be recognized.
I mean, if it wasn't for people getting married, I could go sell my Aeroplex.
Yep. Sell those Aeroplex.
What's wrong?
I don't think Evan's in on a joke.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Alright, well, sorry, Stanley. We can't see your old face. It would be sad if, like, Stan Lee dies this year.
That would suck.
And we could never see him ever again. Hey, because of a fucking wedding!
You know, even funnier? You know, even funnier?
What would be funnier?
Is if, like, I had a joke. And then
you just lost it?
It's unseemly.
Wait, what happened?
I have no idea.
It would have been unseemly for me to say that joke.
What's your joke?
It's not a joke for the podcast.
It's not a joke for the podcast.
It's not a joke for the podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
It's inappropriate. You know, although you weren't here for last week.
Hey, David, can you
last week was very racial jokes.
So,
sorry for the racist podcast last week.
What?
Sorry, Black Knight.
What?
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 What was that, Evan?
David, can you get the cock out of your mouth so I can hear you?
Evan, are you suggesting that I'm cheating on you?
African cats?
Kitties!
This is our next. This is our next convention. Roaring into theaters near you.
Yeah, David. Last week, all you need to know is Prince of the Castle.
Yeah.
I have no interest.
Yeah.
That was the Prince of the Castle, and
that's just the Prince of the Castle.
Almost got stabbed by Black Mambas.
Yeah.
Anyways, right. So what's your joke?
So Dragon
Age.
You can't
just leave our audience waiting for your joke and not say
it. He said it was unseemly.
Okay, alright. So, Dragon Age Awakening, good? You like it? You've been playing it non-stop.
Oh, you're silent.
Alright, well, I guess
he's your voice.
What happened?
Sorry,
okay.
I was making sure my article, I was putting up an article about that Infamous 2 Duality trailer.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Congratulations.
Sure, it's working.
I need to teach you guys how to change the slider. I'm starting to get a pain in the ass. Just thinking
about it. Yeah, Dragon Age Awakening was really good. I liked it. It was kind of, I mean, the main Dragon Age will take you about 24 hours to beat. Awakening took me about 15.
Okay.
And
well, that's
I mean, it was really good. It was, I liked all the, like, you got a lot more different powers to use, and, like, there was a lot better items. Because I was an archer, and my archer kind of sucked in Origins, but was so badass in Awakening.
That's pretty cool.
Otherwise, the story is pretty cool. It's kind of like the exact same as Origins. Like, go here, here, and here, and stuff will happen, and then you can go face that big boss at the end.
Bunch of quests and stuff and missions.
Yeah, it was just like, it was kind of three different quest lines, kind of like the same way for Origins. Origins, like, go here, go here, go here, and go here.
No.
Awakening was like the exact same thing, like, go here, go here, and go here. And then you fight the...
I think I only played Dragon Age regular Origins. Awakening's the expansion, right?
Yeah, Awakening's just like the expansion.
Okay. Well, cool. Cool beans.
Interesting.
I want to play that one day. But
Dragon Age 2 ask you more questions.
Dragon Age 2 is coming out next month, guys!
Next
excited?
Month.
You guys hyped? I'm hyped.
I mean, next week? Well, not this coming up week, but week after it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more excited for Pokemon.
What else coming out? Dragon Age,
Dragon
Mortal
Age
Kombat.
2.
I'm sure nobody's gonna.
Pokemon on Sunday.
Portal 2 in April.
I'm thinking of getting a Pokemon. Trying to start my Pokemon career.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'll get Pokemon. We can all get Pokemon.
You wanna get Pokemon too?
No. I don't think I have. My DS, I have like an old DS.
What the hell?
I have like an old DS.
So you can still play it, right?
I guess, but like I don't even know where the stylus is.
I'll get you one.
You give me a stylus?
I'll
get you one. Oh no. Who knows? Pokemon.
You can use your fingers.
Pokemon brings
right?
back
you can
fond
use a pencil,
memories.
Then.
Fond memories of my childhood.
Yeah. Get Pokemon for everyone. It's only cheap money. What is that, your wiener?
What? That's very mean.
What? Where?
That
was right here.
Oh.
I don't know. Besides Assassin's Creed, which you can't really talk about, I don't know much else that I've been playing.
I know, it's like I haven't been able to play many games. Like I have been like going crazy writing papers.
Yeah, school's been. I had a midterm last week.
I have a midterm next week.
Or no, this week. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, this week.
I have
a midterm next week. Then I have one. Yeah, I have a lab practical.
But I had enough time to play Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, so.
So it's no biggie.
There's no biggie.
No biggie. Only smallie.
Yeah.
What else?
Next week. No. After it seems like after spring break, I'm like swamped with stuff.
Also, Marvel vs. Capcom to you guys for $45.
Ooh.
I'll buy you it for $20.
Okay, never mind.
Well, I did play some Marvel vs. Capcom 3, because I didn't get to play it last week.
You like?
Whenever you got, because
yeah.
I was here late.
Lance, it's Cleo's right here.
Nothing.
Ooh.
I could get two of those.
Look at that Jackson, that nice crisp Andrew Jackson.
Is it Chris?
No, I'm
actually,
sure.
No, it's like this good chunk right there.
Oh.
That's a good question.
What is it?
Why is Franklin on the 100?
Franklin's pretty important. What do you mean?
But why is he on the 100, though?
Because Andrew Jackson's important, too, right?
Why is he on the
20? Yeah, why is he on the
20? Because isn't he, like...
Why is Ulysses Grant on the 50?
Isn't he, like, a redneck?
Jackson?
Andrew Jackson?
No.
Oh,
like,
that reminds me.
Up,
I have
like...
to tell you guys the funniest thing I've ever heard. Okay, check this out. So, we're in my American history class, and we're talking... It's going to be, like, 2 minutes. And we were talking
all four random stories.
We were talking about Hiroshima and the nuclear bomb.
Okay.
And, the teacher was saying how it exploded like 1,000 feet in the air. It didn't hit the ground and it just exploded. And there's a girl behind me and she was like, "Well, how did they do that?" And he was like, "Well, they had like a mechanism where it was at a certain altitude it would explode and it was a very timed scientific process."
Wait, it didn't even touch the ground.
And he no, it didn't. It exploded in midair to maximize the blast.
I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that.
Hmm. And so she's like, "Yeah, but like, didn't the people that dropped it?" Die? Wouldn't they die? And he's like, "Well, they did it from a plane. They were 30,000 feet in the air.
Didn't they barely get away though?
They didn't. No,
yeah, they actually did barely.
No, they got away pretty safely.
Oh, did they?
They got away pretty safely. But
thanks, Alan. Where you get your info, Mr. Allen?
So she was still like really confused about it. She's like, "I just don't get it." And he was like, "Well, it's a really big bomb. It was like 9 feet. It was a huge ass bomb. And so if you drop it, it's." You know, it's going to go fast, but at the same time, you get the time when it blows up.
Uh-huh.
And then the poop comes out of her mouth. She was like, "They didn't have to light it?"
What?
She was like, "Because you know, like with firecrackers and 4th of July, you have to light them with lighter. You have to light the little thingy."
Oh.
So she thinks it's like a classical.
And I was just like, and then the guy next to me said the thing that I wanted to say. He's like, "Do you know anything about bombs?"
Oh my god!
She was like, "You can't expect girls to know this stuff."
Oh my
god! I was like,
god.
Fair point.
But still.
No, like, I do expect girls to know stuff about the basic.
How dare you? No, Evan, you can't do that. Girls
yeah, that
only,
is true.
Girls
don't think about bombs.
Yeah, girls don't think about weapons
bombs,
like that. Like,
yeah.
We know, they've got automatic
detonation
mechanisms
and
laser targeting or triangulation systems.
Oh.
And girls are just like...
I think they think it's like the Bomberman kind of
the
bomb.
Bomberman.
Like a black ball with like a little lighter fuse. That's all the bombs they have.
I wish that was like some little bomb from Zelda or something.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Zombie toes, prove them wrong.
Oh, zombie. Zombie, yeah. Did you know that zombie?
Did you know that zombie? Or
I think I'd like to think zombie's pretty intelligent.
I think so.
She would know.
She would know.
Our viewers are pretty intelligent.
Her tits
so.
Bust a lot of things.
Oh lord.
Oh no. Sexual harassment.
Wow.
I like your poster, Evan.
Yeah, so that was
the Batman one right there?
Yeah.
That was an interesting
you didn't frame
class.
Batman one.
Oh, why did you frame it?
It's like, I understand it was 70 years ago, but...
Oh.
Well, I'm getting a frame.
A fuse?
He's getting a frame.
A fuse?
A fuse.
For a nuclear bomb?
God damn it.
And Fight Club.
I don't even think that's possible. Can you light a nuclear bomb with a fuse?
I think so.
Really?
Could you? No, it's
couldn't
not
you?
A, it's not a fire...
It's like atoms...
Yeah, it's not a fire mechanized thing. It's completely like...
So there's that, like, chemical inside, right?
I don't...
Like if,
I would like to say I know how it works, but
like, if
I
you
don't.
See a nuclear bomb and you shot it with a gun, would it explode?
Maybe. Maybe.
Sean.
Would you think it would explode? Like, if you shoot it? Like, in bullets?
It'd probably be not a good idea. It probably wouldn't be a good idea to shoot a nuclear bomb.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine that being...
I don't know.
Still.
It's completely unstable.
Yeah,
we
just started. Like, God...
Like in Bulletstorm, there was like an atomic bomb.
So long.
Wow.
I don't know. That's crazy. But I guess I have another story to tell.
Oh,
I have a story. So after...
Welcome, Sean.
Oh, hey, Sean. Sean's here in the podcast. PC.
Oh, Sean, we can talk about Awakening.
No, we can't.
We're talking about some funny stories.
What? I'm just kidding.
So,
what are you saying?
I was coming out of Killzone 3 Midnight. Next thing you know, I guess maybe I can talk about this. I work at this place. Killzone 3 Midnight.
No, you don't.
I don't. Killzone I don't 3. Work there.
Okay.
Circuit City.
Keep going.
Circuit City. Radio Shack.
Radio Shack.
Oh, so maybe Circuit City.
Rhino Video Games.
Yeah, they're closed.
Yeah.
We can do that.
We can do that. So I came out of store. And next thing you know, this was like 1 o'clock in the morning. And this guy comes rolling in his car. And I had my store manager next to me.
Yeah.
And another employee. So it was just 3 of us in the parking lot. And this guy, like, starts shouting. He's like, "Hey, motherfuckers!"
You like the Raiders?
Yeah, they were Raiders. It was scary.
You mean Green Lantern?
So he just, like, started randomly
yeah.
yelling at you guys?
He's like, "Hey, motherfuckers!" And I was like, "Are you talking to me?" And it was like, "Yeah, you..." He was like, "What did he say?" He said, like,
I'm
something like, "You ass cheeks."
Oh.
Or something like that. And I was like, "Whoa!" Like, "I bet you like Dunkin' Donuts!"
Whoa!
And I'm like, "Whoa!" And I was like, "Yeah, I like Dunkin' Donuts."
He had Tourette's.
And then he's like, and then he goes, "Not you!" And I'm like, "Oh, he's talking to my store manager?" He was like right next to me. And my store manager was like, "What? Like, what's going on?" And I was like, "I think we're gonna get shot." So, and I was like right next to my car, so I was like, maybe I should like go to the other side of my car.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Get some cover.
Yeah, just get some cover, because, I mean, it was pretty scary. And then he goes, like, "Why don't you put some water on your mom's boat?" And I was like,
"No, right. I'm saying."
Yeah, and then he yeah, he goes like that. He's like, "Why don't you put some water in your mom's boat?"
That sounds pretty
funny. And then he just drives away. And we were just like,
what just happened?
What just happened? So that's what happened. That's what happens on
Strange.
Midnight. Yeah, that's scary.
Wow.
I was scared for my life. I thought I was going to die that night.
Did you?
Frankly not.
Did it flash? Did you?
Like,
the
flash?
Your eyes?
Like, what happened in my
life? Your
life?
Cut your arm off. Escape.
Your arm off.
Cut my arm off this game.
127 hours.
Exactly.
James,
oh man. Did his life flash before his eyes?
James Franco.
Yep. I heard he drank his pee.
Probably.
What?
The 127 hours guy.
120. Oh, that guy. I don't really think he drank. He might have. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
heard he drank his pee to survive.
Bear Grylls.
How would he even gotten to it though?
Who?
Yeah, you know, his arm was kind of stuck in a rock,
Bear
so,
Grylls.
I mean, unless he, like,
Grylls?
Pissed straight up into
I love
his
that
mouth,
restaurant.
Like...
Man vs. Wild? Bear Grylls?
Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls took a lump of elephant shit, squeezed the water out of it, and drank that.
Yeah.
So, that's...
No, I was... I was saying he drank his pee, too.
That's disgusting.
He drank his pee, and then last night...
He drank his pee, he's pissed on a towel, wrapped that around his face
yeah.
while he's in the middle of a desert.
I was watching last night he found a dead seal carcass.
Oh, yeah, the dead seal, he ripped his head off, took all of its blubber.
Oh,
like,
yes,
he's in Scotland, he has to swim to an island, so he cuts the seal carcass, like, the skin off without
yeah.
making a hole in it, and makes a wetsuit that he's wearing. What?
Is probably the most manly man in the entire world.
That
like,
is scary.
I wouldn't squeeze elephant shit and drink the
yeah.
water out of it. I would just die probably.
He's like, "Oh, here's some deer poop. Eat these for nutrition." And he's just snacking on them.
Oh, man.
In my third episodes, he took a snake head. He picked up a snake by its tail, clubbed its head,
yeah.
bit off the head, ripped all the guts out, and just start eating a snake.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Last night he took a fish. He took like a trout and bit off its head and then just started eating the raw. It's like, if it's a fresh raw, you can eat it.
It's very good. Last night too. Yeah, it's like.
And it was like bleeding everywhere.
Well, I mean, fish don't have a lot of blood. He just gutted it and bit off its head.
And then just ate raw fish.
He just ate it raw.
Wow.
And then he cooked the other one inside some moss.
He can survive anywhere.
He steamed fish inside moss. And so he said that one was a little better than the raw.
That is scary.
He steamed it
inside some
peat. I guess peat.
Like spontaneously combusted or something?
No, it's like, it's a kind of moss, but it's like a peat. It's like really thick. So I don't
know. I wish I was him.
It's the peat.
So, Sean, have you beaten Awakening?
No, I've hardly played Awakening.
I hope everybody heard that.
That's either your Skype or...
Awakening!
Was that you, Evan, or was that Skype glitching?
That was Skype.
Okay.
Awakening.
Sounds like you had a stutter.
Yeah, that
sounds
better.
Awakening.
Yeah, that was Awakening.
Oh, God.
No, I've hardly played Awakening so far.
What have you been playing?
Me?
Yeah.
Mainly that, but I already mentioned how I finished Dragon Age. Yeah. I started Awakening. The farthest I got there was, you know how Algren and Anders do the joining?
Yeah.
I did that. That was hilarious. And then my character...
It's like, Algren, you weren't supposed to drink the entire cup.
He wanted more. But
you're supposed to take a sip and you're fine.
My guy glitched, so his hands were out, like in a weird groping kind of position. It looked really strange, and then...
Was he, like, in attack mode all the time or something?
No, it wasn't attack mode. It was, like, his hands were out at, like, 90-degree angles for some reason, and it just seemed...
Like...
Yeah, like that.
I think that's, like, casting mode. Like, when he's casting a spell.
Yeah, but he's a rogue! He shouldn't have to cast.
Well, that's weird.
And,
What is this?
And then...
Infamous 2?
And then I started a city elf thing.
But
other than that, because I just wanted to see how that started.
Does he look different?
But, he looks like Jason Statham.
He really does, actually.
Does he?
It's interesting.
We were watching your Infamous 2 video you sent me.
Yeah, that's...
He looks like Jason Statham.
I'm Jason Statham.
He looks like... Doesn't his voice remind you of, like, the narrator?
I don't have the volume.
They
say bigger is better.
Side. Oh, she has electricity powers as well?
Who's his voice actor?
I think it's a new guy.
Nolan North.
Nolan North?
It's not Nolan North.
And who are these chicas?
Even his morality.
Oh, their morality?
Yeah, that's like the morality system represented in the game.
You got chicas?
Women.
Yeah.
Women are your morality.
Sex trafficking.
Yeah.
All right. So
yeah, it's like the voice actor for Cole now. Like, I like this old voice actor, and this one's like,
yeah.
Tonight we shall die, and it's like, what?
It would have been nice. It would have been nice if they could have had the old guy come back, but
he retired.
No, he there's something about he couldn't.
Well, when they were changing Cole's image the first time, they got a new voice actor.
So he was like, fuck you.
It was like they wanted. They needed him to do more stuff than just the voice or something, and he couldn't do that. So, because like with voice acting, you can just go into a recording studio and kind of like, it doesn't really take a whole lot. But I think they want to do some maybe mocap and stuff as well. I don't know.
All right. Well, I guess that's all we played. That's all you played. That's all you played.
Speaking of glitches, Ezio glitched last night.
I saw that horse thing.
There's the horse thing, and then there's like another thing. Where you get out of the Animus, and Ezio's supposed to be walking around, but instead he's just sitting there like this. His eyes are rolled back in his head, and he's just like... looks like he's having a seizure. And
That's
that
scary.
Was,
you should have like videotaped that.
And then after the cutscene, I'm just like stuck standing inside the Animus bench.
That happened to me. That was...
And
yeah, I saw your horse glitch video. That was pretty funny.
The horse glitch was good. And
yeah, that's pretty special.
And then I had two people just walking into a wall. So
yeah, for some reason,
Sean's like, "There's some money at him."
Yeah,
money.
Assassino.
I love the gold.
Oh man!
All right, well, I guess that's all. Then
I think that's it.
Game we've been playing. So let's go to the news. To the news.
Any good news?
I don't know. You tell me.
That's news.
That's a news song.
It's a news song.
Anything good lately?
Huey Lewis.
News.
Huey Lewis. Exactly. Oh, Red Faction Armageddon dated to June 1st.
It's already dated.
Dated.
It's old news.
Old news.
It's dated by now.
It's dated by now.
It's like a game from 2005.
Oh, what is this? I've been hearing about this new DLC for Mass Effect 2, but I haven't really looked up anything on it.
The Arrival?
Yeah, it was basically like leaked through the PS3 or something. Like PS3 trophies? Was that what it was?
Yeah.
And like,
is that for? It's, I think it's exclusive PS3.
What?
No.
Exclusive.
It can't be.
That can't be.
No.
The bridge DLC between Mass Effect 2 and 3, that can't be just exclusive PS3.
Hold on, let me see.
Like, if it sets up events for Mass Effect 3, they have to come out with it on Xbox.
Nope.
That would suck.
Nope, I don't know.
But...
sorry.
That'd be interesting. People are saying maybe you could go to Earth, because the third game looks like it takes place on Earth, so it might be setting up, like, either going to Earth or maybe even on Earth. That'd be kind of cool.
Coming out with so many DLCs for Mass Effect 2. They should have come out with a Game of the Year.
Mass Effect 2, Hell on Earth.
They're coming out with a Game of the Year Red Dead, though.
Are they?
Yeah. Bye. Next month.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It incorporates every...
All the
everything.
DLCs and
well,
the
like,
zombies.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Mm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's, why, that's why when people are like, hey, can I get Red Dead? I'm like, just be
that cool. Sounds weird. Gears of War 3, coming out September 20th.
Oh, yeah. That's and the beta's April.
Mario,
mid-April. So that should be interesting.
Yeah, beta's mid-April, and you get to decide how Gears of War 3 is. That's what I read.
You get to what?
Like, if people hate the beta, they're going to change it.
They're going to change it?
Yeah. Like, if people like the beta, they're going to stick with
it.
So pretty much, like...
have they done some, like, big changes?
Cell shaded.
Uh-oh.
Cell shading?
Guns now shoot happy
then
gas.
Then, oh, Eleanor, nice. May.
That's
you thumb wrestle now.
They have the
chainsaw
pre-order...
thumb wrestling.
Pre-order incentives for Eleanor.
The right stick.
Well, like your infamous post. Yeah. They just post that up?
Yeah, they pretty much just put that up.
Computer's like frozen. What the heck?
I like it.
Can't scroll down.
Thinking about it, that would be a great minigame for...
oh, wait, sure. We all played Dragon... or me and you played Dragon Age 2 demo.
What?
Talk about that.
Oh, yeah. How was Dragon Age 2 demo? How'd you guys like it?
Fun.
It's pretty cool.
I feel conflicted about how I feel about that game still.
You
part
have,
of me,
you have some things
part of
that
me,
you like and some things
part of
you don't.
Me likes some of the things, like... the parts that make sense are, like, you need to kind of speed it up, but the amount they did makes it look really, like, off from the setting. Like, the setting of Dragon Age is really dark,
mm-hmm.
and now that you're seeing, like, dudes flare all around, and
it seems
kind of weird.
I don't know, it
but
seems
I,
a little
I like
bit
how,
lighter than Origins.
I like how easily you could just, like, get into combat.
Yeah.
So, like, if you want, it's not, like, shuffling anymore,
yeah.
but you just, like, dash in.
It's not as
but,
clunky.
Yeah, but... I never had a problem with Origins that much. So.
I mean,
I don't like. I haven't played the beta yet or the demo, but I mean, I know as you were saying, it's kind of all like Dynasty Warriors now.
Kind of
hack and slash.
There's a lot of you're just kind of continually pressing A, especially
like
if you're a rogue.
Little abilities that you can do.
Mage just has like a 5-hit combo where it's like and then like a stab at the ground that makes like. Fire come up.
Wait, do they like whack people with their staff, or do
they
you like shoot out bolts? That's like a 5-hit combo.
You can use your hit your staff, but then there's also shooting bolts out in a 5-hit combo.
Huh.
Like archers can melee if you're close enough to a dude, but if you're far away, you'll just do arching crap. So yeah, like if you switch to Varric, his little. Crossbow thing.
Oh yeah,
has a knife at the end of it that
oh,
just like dang. Retracts out, so he like stabs people
that's
with
awesome.
It.
He was starting to smell again.
I think Warrior's farting.
Great.
So bad.
The Warrior's pretty cool though, because I was like lopping off dudes' heads and stuff and cut people in half.
Mm-hmm.
It was insane. But like you were saying though, the symbols and stuff were really nice.
Yeah,
like, they're really well thought out. It seems like
the symbols and origins were kind of hard to tell what this ability even does,
mm-hmm.
other than the fact that it's colored as something. So if it's if it's blue, then it was a dual wielding thing. If it was like blue and green, then it was a two handed sword.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
But now it's a little bit easier to even
now
tell.
Now it's just like colors and like simpler pictures.
Right.
The taunt is just like a guy like. sticking his tongue out at you.
There's like a with the warrior you have like a tornado move, and it's like the picture of a tornado.
Yeah.
So or like a spin move, I guess you would call it. But I don't know. It was. I definitely enjoyed the demo a lot.
I hated how you couldn't customize your character in the demo.
Yeah, inventory screen's locked in the demo, so you can't really do anything.
And you can't even design your character.
Yeah. Can you make Hawker Girl?
Yeah.
You can't make her...
Girl and Flass.
So it's like Shepard.
When the game comes out, you can customize the face and stuff, too.
Yeah.
But right now, you can't in the demo.
I really don't like how you can't pick origin or race in it. It's kind of a bummer. I prefer that over Hawk. But
It depends on how... It depends on how customizable they'll make Hawk.
But the thing is, it's like party members don't have armor now. They just have like clothing, I think.
Really?
And I'm pretty sure Varric can't change his weapon. I think he always has that crossbow he has.
Well, I mean, considering it's BioWare,
that doesn't really bother me as much as
I know that warriors can't be archers or dual wielders anymore, which is kind of weird.
Don't you think so?
Hmm?
Since it's BioWare, they're probably going to make it customizable.
Well, that's not what they do with Mass Effect. They made it less customizable.
Yeah, that's true. I think there's still... It still looks like there's a good deal of stuff.
Any glitches?
Hawk still has armor.
Everyone just trying to stream like it like they did for Mass Effect and Mass Effect 2.
It doesn't seem as drastic as that, but it seems enough that it bothers me a bit. Like, Hawk could turn out good, but at the same time... Like, they didn't need to carry over my warden, but having the choice of just... Like, I could pretend whatever my warden sounds like. I don't need a voice actor
to have that. Especially sometimes it's weird, like, going from, like, mean Hawk, and then he's all of a sudden he's jokey.
Yeah.
And then hearing that's kind of weird, but...
I don't know. I kind of...
Good imagination.
I feel like I kind of like the... Like, hearing my character, that's always how I felt. I like hearing my character talk, but even though I didn't really have too much of a problem in Fallout 3, because you don't really hear your character, but I don't know. I enjoyed it. It was cool. The dialogue is a lot like Mass Effect now.
I don't like that.
It's... Being someone who really likes Mass Effect, I don't really... It doesn't bother me too much, but I can see how a lot of people...
It's still like, that choice is good, this is kind of like a neutral thing,
yeah,
and this is kind of the bad thing, yeah. Bottom right.
I'm still here, I just dropped the video for a second.
Alright.
I hate that, like, kind of system. I prefer it when it's like, here's some choices, and if you read them, this is exactly what your guy will say, and there's, like, no confusion. Even with the emotion, it's kind of confusing.
Yeah.
A bit, but...
I don't know.
In a week, we'll find out what Dragon Age 2 is really like. I mean, the demo can only show so much of the actual game.
Yeah, that's true.
Alright. Other news, though, is that former Bizarre employees create Lucid Games.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
So, they're gone, but not totally forgotten.
Not completely forgotten. Did Bizarre Creations make that new James Bond game?
Bloodstone?
My brother got that, so I'll probably play that. It actually looked pretty cool.
That's nice.
Like,
Bloodstone, Gotham Racing, Blur, and Geometry Wars.
Your brother got a lot of good new games. Yeah, Bloodstone, Brutal Legends?
That's
That's Double Fine. Double Timer.
Double Fine.
Double Fine, yeah.
That one with Tim Schafer.
Your brother got...
Oh, my brother, yeah. Yeah, he got it.
Gaming story.
Blockbuster was going out of business,
I forgot. Like, I know when I was there the weekend, Blockbuster was having that big sale. I forgot the fucking gun.
Blockbuster and
I got Darksiders, so I'm gonna try that out sometime.
Really,
I got a ton of movies. Blu-rays.
Some people got Mass Effect 2 for like $20.
I bet.
I got Mass Effect 2 for like $18 at GameStop.
Like they had like if it wasn't a new release, it was like.
Well, Mass Effect 2 for PS3.
$12 for a game. Sometimes you can find the case,
Go to your nearest Blockbuster that's closing. Because I'm sure that's all Blockbusters, right?
I think so.
Because it's a franchise?
I would assume
it is. I know Borders
is
closing too.
Yeah, but I want to go buy Borders and
see. They have Walking Dead novels.
Ooh. I don't know if I was interested in the novels too much.
And probably graphic novels.
But I already have all the graphic novels.
All of it?
That's out so far.
That's been out.
All of them.
All of them.
The hardcover
ones.
The hardcover.
I have the hardcovers though. Those would be kind of cool, but
have the regular covers.
Yeah, I don't really see.
All right. Okay.
Although maybe I have to find some cool.
What else? Phase 3 Traitor's Keep DLC coming out March 1st.
For all those people,
crazy people who love Fable 3.
Jacob?
Yeah.
Jacob. New Medal of Honor is on the way.
I don't really want Fable 3 DLC.
Jacob.
So New Medal of Honor is on the way. Saints Row 3. There's some images that's been leaked. I don't know. Did you guys
They haven't shown anything about Saints Row 3. It's supposed to come out like in May, and there's been nothing on this game.
Well,
they look like a live action picture.
Info and some images for Saints Row
3. Leaking two pictures isn't showing anything of the game.
Yeah.
What if you get to be young Keith Dave?
I want to see some art.
Well, speaking about showing a game.
Match coming March on the eyes
Skyrim?
Of March.
Yeah, Skyrim gameplay.
Skyrim? Is that really gameplay?
Yeah, that was gameplay.
Wow.
The
Skyrim trailer that was like the gameplay debut.
Looks good.
Did you see that one?
Looks
good. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Looks nice.
It does look really good. Yeah. Like, I like the environments. They look really nice, and I'm kind of interested. I hope there's a lot of snow in it. I like snow.
I like the forest with the deers.
No, that was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was a nice looking forest.
Animated. Like CG.
Like the concept art that shows the guy on the mountain and there's like a woolly mammoth in the snow and like a bear, that looked pretty sweet. Like if you could have instances of that in the game, that'd be awesome.
Can I ride a woolly mammoth?
Dude, ride a woolly mammoth. I don't know, it looked like it was dead, so I don't know if that's implying that like all the woolly mammoths are dead or not, but
Ice Age.
Dude, if you could ride a
woolly mammoth
that would be
age.
Awesome.
You have Ray Romano.
Ray
Romano voice the woolly mammoth.
I'm a woolly mammoth. John Leguizamo as the sloth.
Sloth, he's going to be there. Like, hey,
what's Dennis Leary doing here?
Oh no! But you brought up a good thing. Like, I don't know. I haven't heard if you can pick, like you said, your class or anything like that, or race or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can do that or not.
It's Bethesda.
Seems like it's been showing that guy with the horns a lot.
Yeah.
Like, as the main character.
Who is that guy?
So I don't know if they're pulling like maybe Dragon Age 2 with like a main guy.
He's probably not.
Yeah.
It's like the same guy.
I don't know. But
you never know.
It looks really good.
It's probably some random customized character.
I'm excited for it.
For some reason, mentioning Shepard made me think of how dumb the way it was to convince people. Like, I forget what it was called, and like, you could convince people that, like, persuasion skills and stuff. It was just like a dumb thing where they would smile, frown, like, kind of smile, or, like, kind of be indifferent about it.
In Oblivion.
Yeah, that was so weird.
It was, like, laugh, it's like agree, disagree, joke, and flirt.
Yeah, you had to pick the right one, but it would be, like, you had to pick...
You had to get the big wedge.
It didn't make any sense.
Like, you actually see them smile.
Yeah, and it was hard to tell because
some
people were,
smiling?
Like, lizards.
Yeah, it's like...
So you couldn't... like... The characters are like unexpressive enough,
right?
But like a human, you could like that's a smile.
Yeah,
lizard. I don't know what a smile is on a lizard. I can't.
I think the system
lion
was
guy.
Good, but yeah, like trying to tell if a lizard person was smiling or not, that was a little difficult sometimes.
It was just kind of dumb how, in order to make like someone like you more, you had to joke and then be an asshole and then flirt and then. Kind of insult
them.
Well,
every person had two things that they liked.
I know.
And two things that they hated. And you had to get the big wedges and the things that they liked, and the small wedges and the things that they hated.
Yeah, I know how it worked. It just seems so, like...
tedious.
Well, they tried to be innovative with their speech system, I guess.
It's
so
dumb, though.
Their speech craft.
The thing I would usually do is I would randomly just start mashing buttons, and then actually that would work about 70% of the time.
It was just so contrived. It was just like, in order to make someone happy, I also have to be a complete dick to them, but be less of a dick, because this is how the wheel works. You have to play that game, Jacob. It's so stupid. Forgot how did that stuff work in Fallout? You just kind of had a high...
Fallout doesn't even really have persuasion. You just have, like, high charisma. And be like,
if you have a high speech skill, this is, like, highlighted.
Then you'll get, like, an extra option.
Yeah, extra option.
Too high. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how they improve on that if they come up with a demo.
Alright, any other news? I feel like that's all the news.
I don't know. There wasn't a whole lot this week.
Defiant map packs coming out in the Ides of March.
Oh, yeah. We kind of touched up on that one a little bit last week.
Are you guys getting the map packs?
I haven't gotten the first one, so I'm going to get the second one.
I was telling Evan,
I haven't even played Reach since, like, December of last year.
Oh, man.
What's that?
I mean, it was...
December of 2 years.
The Defiant map pack is made by 343, so it's not Bungie, and it's also two maps and one firefight. So,
yeah, it's like 800 points for two maps.
Basically, I'm probably not going to use a firefight that much, so I'm basically, yeah.
I'd rather pay for four in a zombie map from Activision for 1,200 than two for 800.
I'd say if you're debating on getting like Defiant or the First Strike, go to the First Strike, because you'll get a lot more mileage out of that one. Although Defiant's not out yet, but... I did enjoy the Noble map pack, though, in Halo Reach. That has some good maps. Like, the space one is really good, Anchor 9. That one's probably my favorite out of that one. But, yeah, Halo is Halo.
Halo.
So,
I'm only a little bit away from the Lieutenant
Damon,
Colonel.
You getting Fight Night champions?
Probably not. Remember, I'm still, like, in limbo, man.
David, I can barely hear you.
Well, Evan, I'm not speaking to you, am I? I'm speaking to our listeners.
Ooh.
Ooh.
How'd that make you feel? Make you feel a little different?
Did you take a picture?
You like that, did you?
Evan, you gave...
Command-Shift-3?
He's now Stephen Hawking.
Ah!
No, you just do Command-Shift-3.
Oh, I
take a picture of the whole screen.
That's what I'm going to do. Do that face again, Evan.
No.
Do it.
He's not a dog.
Do that face again, Evan. Do that face again.
Ruff.
Hey, thanks.
Oh, yeah, stop.
Do it again!
I made it the background.
I don't think I took a picture of it. Do it again.
Yeah, I didn't hear the chick.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
And do it.
Do it again.
Oh, it's very sad.
I didn't hear it. I think
you screwed it up.
Anyway, so questions or?
All right, yeah, we'll go to questions. I think that's all the news.
Yeah, I have it.
We got a.
Talk about Assassin's Creed.
And his piece.
We did talk about Assassin's Creed. Did you have anything to add?
No.
We didn't really want to talk. We didn't really go too deep because
Evan's
hasn't
looking at
it
his
yet,
face.
So we didn't go in spoilers with the ending or anything.
Yeah.
Me the partner.
We were talking about though.
We find the
it was
iPod.
Crazy. It was
and
crazy. It was crazy. That's all you
can choose. How Sean, the
baby. Sean heard me experience it last night, and it was like, don't.
We're gonna make a meme out of
this. No. Don't want to push the button. It was like,
what are the numbers mean?
It's crazy. That was basically what it is.
You're in the chair.
That ending
like,
was quite the experience,
though.
Yeah.
Alright.
Just gonna assassinate you, David.
We're just gonna assassinate
eight,
you.
15.
Combat was really good in that game, by the
so,
way.
So, guys, we are. I guess that's all.
Alright, yeah, I think that's news.
So, we are gonna go. I guess we just have to tell them.
Some questions.
I think we have like four questions. That's
about like
questions.
Five
four
questions.
Five.
Zoo. New release.
Boom.
What's coming out next month?
Whoa. You're switching things up?
Yeah,
what?
We have to start something out.
Well, we already said there's.
So we have
Dragon
Pokemon
Age
Black
2.
And White coming out.
Pokemon. Dragon Age.
What's
what's
the difference with Black or White?
Evan. Some in-game locations.
Can you tell
actually,
us?
Actually, there's actually more differences. Like usually, the only differences beforehand would be what Pokemon.
So what
you
are
get.
You? Which one are you getting? Or which one?
Getting them both.
You're getting them both, even
yeah.
though they're similar.
A true fan.
So wait, there's no like, is it just like Pokemon Red?
He's
Red
just getting
and
Pokemon.
No, there's always the differences in Pokemon, but actually in this one, there's like whole different towns
wow.
like that don't exist in the other one.
Okay, and they're both
sucks.
Coming out like,
huh?
Don't they come
sucks.
Out?
March 6.
Also, I'm just
one of them
just
like
saying,
Chong
there's
Chong
a Pokemon
wait,
Black and White bundle.
Something
with a Nintendo DSi for $179.99.
Is that it? DSi?
Way to advertise, Lance.
I know, thanks. But
Ooh.
I'm just saying, I keep persuading customers.
Oh, is that a bundle?
Yeah, it has a DSi. I keep persuading customers, you know, 3DS.
Is it like
out.
Does it have like engravings on it, or is it just like white and black?
I don't know, let's see. I keep telling customers, you know, 3DS is coming out,
there's like a cool concept.
Why don't you buy a Nintendo DS right before the 3DS comes out?
Yeah, why
yeah.
would you buy a DSi when the 3DS is coming out? You know what I mean?
Very true.
You could upgrade later.
What else?
Dragon Age 2.
Dragon Age 2 comes out on the 8th.
Lance, do you know if I'm able to get the Signature Edition? Do you think they'd have just copies laying around?
You haven't pre-ordered it?
No.
Oh my god.
Wow, I want to pre-order.
You're screwed.
It's already done.
I know. But do you think there'd be some laying around?
We were talking about it. He said, like, sometimes you know how people, like, forget. It's like,
yeah,
they decide
because there
not
was
to get
like
it.
That moment of
like Bat Company 2 had a bunch of signature
limited
editions left over, and I was able to get one, like with all the like pre-order
bonus.
That's
EA, right?
That is EA.
Yeah.
I want the character that I won't like at all. I want that guy.
Let's see. Well, I mean, I'll see.
The guy I won't
I'll
use.
See. If I see some lying around, I'll make sure to keep it for you.
He's now I kind of.
At a place
will you buy it though? Like if I keep
yeah.
it?
No, yeah. If I find a signature edition or hear that the game's really good,
okay.
Like I kind of care less about the Sebastian character, but at the same time,
nice
I
to have him,
also I have like a need to have a bunch of things.
So if you pre-order it, you get the Fadashir sword and Lion of whatever, and you get the Dead Space 2, Isaac. If you have Dead Space 2.
Oh, yeah.
Sir Isaac of Clark.
Sir Isaac
of Clark.
I can't wait to get my Sir Isaac of Clark DLC.
I know. Don't say.
Isn't there also some Penny Arcade thing in Dragon Age 2? Like the one belt?
It's sweet if you just got, like, Tycho armor.
Tycho
yeah,
armor?
Yeah,
blue stripe.
Oh, it's like the belt of hindsight or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, well, we'll see. Dragon Age, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people will have signature laying around.
Probably.
You know,
there's bound to be at
lot.
Least a few people.
Considering Dragon Age 2 is a big
deal. We don't pick it up.
For some reason, I heard a weird rumor that the people that get the signature edition just get all the DLC. But
all
you know,
the DLC?
I don't know where. I just read that somewhere online.
Ooh,
but I don't know.
Rumor.
Incredible.
That's interesting.
That would be cool.
And
right?
That made me like, eh, well.
I wish you would have maybe.
Yeah. Then
well,
the Dragon Age 2
DLC,
official strategy guide. Did you guys see that collector's
strategy
edition
guide?
Strategy
guide? I can't believe people still make strategy guides. Like,
that's
who actually buys those? I just go online.
They don't even have a collector's
edition.
They go,
like
after, they go after the rich clients. See, it's the people who are online that use the strategy guides to
that's
make their guides online.
That's what we go after.
That's it.
It's like Dragon Age Wiki has everything you probably need to know about Dragon Age.
Yeah. But the people who make... Facts.
But maybe the people who make the Dragon Age Wiki use
have
the strategy
guide.
No, those are the guys that play the game for, like, they'll beat the entire game 100% it within the first 2 days of owning it.
True.
Who knows?
Those are the people.
That's why we sell it.
Sell it.
It's sad because, you know, we have to force it on people.
There's something else next month.
Like Marvel.
Yeah, GameStop sometimes it's like,
all right,
you
no
need,
this. Please.
It's like if I pre-order a game, that doesn't mean I pre-order the entire collection of all video games coming out in the next year.
No names, please.
I go get some. Oh, would you like to pre? I was like, oh yeah, I'll pre-order Dragon Age. Oh, would you like to also pre-order Marvel vs. Capcom? No. Would you like to pre-order Fight Night Club Championship? No, I really don't. I just want Dragon Age 2. How about Bulletstorm?
No names, please.
First, any names. I'm just saying, when I pre-order at certain stores, that's what happens, and it's like, no, I do not want to pre-order the goddamn game.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that's
but
how
maybe
we do
you
it.
Do.
But maybe you do.
Maybe there's a little place
I would
inside.
Say, if I'm pre-ordering one game, I would say,
for
hey,
what?
I would also like to pre-order this game. It's like, no, I don't want to pre-order the rest of this
for
entire
what?
Store.
So I guess Game of the Year for Borderlands comes out on PS3 on the 14th.
Whoa.
I think there's aren't they still talking about DLC for that game?
What if they just
what would they come out with a new... I don't know. That would be depressing.
Duke Nukem DLC.
But yeah, you do get the beta for Duke Nukem if you get the Game of the Year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Crysis 2
that's
comes
cool.
out next month.
Yeah, Crysis 2. Yakuza 4 comes out. Homefront.
Homefront.
Are you guys getting Homefront?
Jacob
you get,
is.
You get a free headset if you get it at
Best
Buy. Best Buy,
yeah. On Xbox. That's good.
Boom.
What kind of headset is it?
I don't know. I tried
is it
to,
like a cheapo.
I couldn't tell if it was like crappy or if it was
Bluetooth.
Like. It's probably crappy.
It's Korean.
I heard it was maybe like a $60.
Korean technology. All right, Homefront comes out. Shogun 2. No, Okami Den.
Oh.
You getting that?
I've never played the first Okami. Or actually,
maybe you like it. It's on the DS.
I'd like to play Okami Den before. After I play Okami, maybe.
Okami.
Cute little Okami.
Little Okami.
So Homefront's getting a collector's edition strategy guide.
Well,
I can't believe Dragon Age 2 isn't getting a collector's edition.
surprise.
It's kind of the signature edition.
I guess.
I thought there was a
collector's
edition.
Yeah, I thought there was at least a bigger one, wasn't there?
But they can't make the pun that Mass Effect did.
There's a collector's edition strategy guide.
The pun, the collector's, remember how there are the collectors in Mass Effect? It should be like the Quinari edition or something. Right,
Crysis 2 comes out, and...
That's actually, I didn't even realize that.
Magnets.
What else coming out? Lego Assassin's Creed Brotherhood for PC is coming out just now.
That's the definitive version of Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Isn't that sad? By the way, 3DS comes out.
Next month?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Play it on your Accommodant.
Everyone's crazy.
Play the 3DS on your Accommodant.
On my Accommodant.
Even though it's not
going to
be 3D. It's going to be cool, though.
Your Accommodant, the next generation of game consoles, now coming to...
They got rid of the...
Nintendo 3DSs, Xbox 360s, and PS3s.
They got rid of the Nintendo tag? What is that? That Nintendo numbers that you have to do for...
The friend code. They got rid of it?
Yeah.
Really?
Now it's
surprising. Wait, Nintendo got rid of what?
The friend code for 3DS. There's no more friend...
There's no more friend code. Like, every card game would have its own friend
there's
code.
Like a, there's like a ring of mildew, too.
For the entire...
Is there...
For 3DS?
Yes.
Double check.
It's gonna smell bad too.
Why'd you, did you vomit?
Yeah, I was like, I left a little poop mound.
A little mound?
So
little
when you guys open it, it's like,
Nice.
So, anyways, yeah, they got rid of the friend code, so now, like, if you, like, go to a place, you'll have, like, a little lobby or something.
Oh, yeah?
And you'll see people who played the game or, like, stuff like that. That's what I heard.
Will there be, like, an ID?
Yeah, I guess. When you open it. But.
Interesting.
There's, I mean, I guess that's most of the games that we're
Interessante. Ezio Auditore dei Firenze.
I know. Sniper Ghost Warrior goes on PlayStation 3.
Lucrezia Borgia?
For
Rodrigo Borgia?
$39.99.
Cesare?
Alright, let's go to questions! Yeah, let's go to questions. Go read the questions now.
Alright.
Super Dave, or no, Black Knight, as broadcasters, your gameplay is constantly recorded and seen by many people, live or highlights. Are you ever nervous about what you do when you stream a game? Like, should I be playing dangerously, or should I play any more safe, not so likely to die kind of play? Are you worried you will say something that might be taken out of context?
People die so much.
I barely broadcast because my computer can't
I don't want to look like a total idiot, but you can't be like... You can't, like, record yourself playing Call of Duty online and just being a total camper, setting up claymores, but you can't, like, run out and die and have a negative KD spread.
Yeah, but, like, streaming's different, though.
That's why you don't
you
play Call
like,
of Duty.
You gotta be, like, flashy.
You gotta be fancy.
Call of Duty,
so when people are, like...
360 no-scopes and tomahawks across the map. And
tomahawk across the map, like, ricocheted, and they'll hit that guy.
Hit someone in the ankle and insta-kill them.
Yeah.
I don't know. If I live-streamed, hypothetically...
When we do,
I guess it would be
like when I was playing Assassin's Creed Brotherhood live stream. I kept dying. I didn't really care.
I think it would be everyone would feel some kind of pressure to like be good at the game. I don't know.
Unless someone goes like on the chat and be like, "What the fuck are you guys?"
People would probably laugh at me last night. I was like, I was about to rip my hair out in some points. Because you know how you have 100% sync like some of those Assassin's Creed things. There was a point where I was just like,
"Were you trying to get 1,000 G?"
No, not really.
Not even? No attempt?
I was like, eh. And there was a point where it was just, I'm not going to probably get the multiplayer achievement, so maybe I'm just going to finish the game instead of worry about 50% sync. But there were a couple times where I would just do one little thing and I would just jump right off the edge.
Really?
I would suck.
You'd grab something and you're just like...
I was just playing so bad at Assassin's Creed.
Multiplayer?
Like, those controls.
It wasn't the controls, it was just me. I was just being...
Yeah. Alright.
It would have been
failing.
You jumped off a building.
There is
some
pressure
left and right.
Streaming, no doubt. We want an optimized entertainment.
Something.
Anyways. Next question.
We'll answer that whenever we actually stream more.
Yeah. If ever.
Sadly my computer can't.
If you could make your ideal video game family using anyone from any video game, who would they be and why? There has to be at least one kid in there. The parents' gender doesn't matter, and you can have a family pet, but only if you really want to.
Oh, this is interesting.
Do you have like a mom and dad?
Mom and papa?
Mom and dad?
It's gonna be Nathan Drake.
I want Lara Croft to be my mom.
Drake.
Big bro?
No, Big Bro. He's gonna be
Big Bro Drake. No,
I think he's gonna be Pepe Drake.
Big Bro Drake.
Pepe Drake.
Big Bro Drake.
Who'd be my mom? I want to say Elena, but I don't want to go. Oh, I want to take like different. I want to be very
like go.
So
Princess Zelda.
Princess Zelda. No, see, I was gonna go Young Link as our child.
Okay.
Wow. Who's your dog?
Toon Link.
My dog is gonna be.
All your kids are just Links.
Is gonna be what's his name? Fallout 3.
Dog meat. Oh.
That would be dog meat. It would be
disgusting
our pup.
And flea infested.
No, he would be clean. We clean him off.
You clean him off? Who's your mom?
Kratos as the dad.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know who'd be the mom.
There might be a lot of moms.
Wait, who's your dad?
Kratos.
Oh
God.
You terrible father.
I'm going to go with Samus, why not? Kid.
Samus. Oh, man. Samus will set Kratos straight.
Who's your kid?
I don't know who the kid would be. Who do you think a good kid between us two would be?
Samus and Kratos?
Samus and Kratos.
Oh, jeez.
Kid from Ico?
Kid from Ico?
I don't know. The family pet's going to be Barkspawn.
Ash.
Barkspawn.
Wow. How about you, Sean?
Dad, I'm going to say, is Mike Hagger from Final Fight. Because he's a wrestler and a mayor. And he already saved his daughter.
Oh,
there you go.
He wrestles.
So who's the mom?
Who's the mom?
Okay, hold on. Let me think about that. I already have a dog.
Who's the dog?
The dog from Mother 3.
Oh.
I think its name is Boney. Or, I don't know what its name is, but it's been a long time since I played that. But that was a cool dog. And then...
What about your child?
Hmm?
Your child.
Child. For some reason, when you say child, the first thing that comes to mind is the kid that gets possessed in Dragon Age. I don't
oh,
know
God.
Why. Connor.
Oh, God.
I don't know why Connor is the first thing. I'm trying to think of kids in video games.
It's kind of
oh, Jason.
Oh, Jason. Jason.
Jason.
First one? Jason. I would expect you to go with Sean, but...
No.
Jason's the
you want the one that dies first.
Oh, my gosh.
Can Sean die?
I think so.
I think he can drown.
He can drown.
Spoilers.
Yeah, there's like
he can,
60
yeah.
days. Like,
whatever. It's been out.
It's been out.
Are we talking about Connor?
No.
We're talking about Sean, if he can die in Heavy Rain.
I'm
not sure, but...
I think he can.
He can. I feel like
it. Who would the mom be?
Who would mama be?
Who would be
mama?
Who would your
Bayonetta.
Bayonetta. Whoa!
Why?
That's pretty
wow.
cool.
Strong
Dude.
Mom.
Yeah.
Strong mom.
Good mom.
Best
Dude, video game
oh,
mom.
If mine wasn't Young
Best
Link,
video game mom there is.
If mine wasn't Young
Debated.
Link, it'd be Cheshire. Cheshire. What is it?
Chess. Luca.
No, it'd be,
wait,
who's the girl?
Sean.
Is it Cheshire?
Who are you talking about? The other girl?
Baby Bayonetta.
Baby Bayonetta.
Oh,
her
name. Yeah.
It's
Cheshire.
Bye, baby, mommy,
Cheshire's
baby,
the
baby,
nickname
baby.
She had for Luca.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Who's
baby Bayonetta, baby.
I cannot think of.
I don't know. If it wasn't Young Link, I'd probably have her because she's a cute little baby.
I think more like video game kid.
It's interesting to think about video game kids because there's not too many.
Born
if they are, they're usually dumb.
Yeah.
Or they're either dumb or really
Jason
good.
Connor.
Like Jason and Connor are kind of like.
They just kind of are there. Cereza.
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 Auditore.
Yeah.
Baby.
How about like baby that you play as at the beginning of Fallout? Or like a kid from
baby.
Like the Weasel Wifel kid.
The Weasel Wifel.
Willy.
Wait, what is that?
Billy, Billy and his Weasel Wifel in Fallout.
Is that there's in Fallout?
In,
yeah,
he
has the
Oh, okay, yeah.
My
way
the Wifel.
Yeah, okay.
That kid.
Those kids were actually pretty good.
Yeah, those are funny.
Alright.
The mayor from Lamplight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can have two mayors.
I'd like one of those kids.
Two mayors. Mike Hagger.
There you go. Perfect. Like father, like son.
Yeah. Just mayors.
That's how it is.
Everyone goes to the mayor.
All right. Well, David's in the bathroom, so we'll just...
All right.
How about you, Evan?
John
Did you say... You already said yours?
I said... I mean,
yeah,
I don't, the whole point of the family is Kratos is the dad, because Kratos is such a family man.
Oh, God.
Do you think about games that are just about a family? Kind of Heavy Rain.
Next question. Super Dan asks. Occasionally, monotonous gameplay can destroy an otherwise enjoyable experience. Developers can try to combat this with levels or sequences that break away from the normal gameplay of the game. Examples could be the single button action sequences in Call of Duty, the horrid turret sequence, or even the fade in Dragon Age Origins. My question is, are there certain ways in which developers could have generally improved these sequences? If there are, what are they? If not, would taking that sequence out rather than improve the... would taking the sequence out rather than improve the overall experience?
I think the fade was kind of interesting in concept, but the fact that you had to, like...
Did you clean the mildew?
Choose the different abilities
like
and the time
thing.
It took to
I
change
that.
Kind of sucked.
How they clean that?
If you don't know how to go through the fade is so annoying.
Disgusting.
After my fifth playthrough through that game, like, the fade, I did it, like, in 30 minutes. Otherwise, it would take you probably, like, hours to, like, know which ones you had to go to first.
You know what bothered me? In Assassin's Creed, I was generally good at the clusters, the truth.
Mm-hmm.
There are some of those codes
the,
wheels.
Yeah, the codes.
The number codes, I could not figure out for the life of me. Like, there were two or three where I was like...
I had to go to YouTube.
Yeah, I had to look them up, but yeah. I literally sat there for each, like, three of these times for probably 10 minutes trying to, like, decode this, because I'm like, okay, I want to decode this. I want to do this myself. I could not for the life of me think of how these numbers and this weird symbol related. I couldn't do it.
I don't know how the code
even
works.
Like the
like
answer
the first
like,
one
what?
I figured out
I couldn't even whenever I looked it up the answer I couldn't figure out okay how does this match up to this
like you have to pick the right picture or something.
The pictures weren't terrible. I could usually
everything
those.
Was easy except for those code wheels.
The code wheels
code wheels me. Like even my answers I would get like when I would look them up it would be completely different.
I don't know, those things destroyed me for some reason. I could not, I don't know, maybe this a little off topic, but he's talking about sequences. Make better code wheels.
Yeah, every game that has code wheels needs to be better.
Obviously.
I mean, for real.
But for monotonous gameplay, I would say that if it gets tedious, then try to, like, I think that's the game's fault, and not really, like, you can't, when you try to have, like, break sequences, I think that's kind of counterproductive for the game. Like,
yeah.
I shouldn't not want to play the game.
If it's a good game, your gameplay is going to hold up throughout the game. You shouldn't really need too much variation.
It wouldn't really be something of a hassle to do.
Yeah.
Alright.
I don't know.
And then the second part of his question was, also, any plans for Henchmen sweepstakes for March?
What?
I don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
Alright.
It's not yet March.
Oh, yeah.
It's not March yet.
It's not March yet. It'll be
it'll be
a surprise.
Free marches.
Free marches. Dead marches.
What needs to be called.
So, Zombie Toast. You got it, Jacob.
Alright. In many games that feature classes, ranks, etc., such as a sword-wielding warrior or a mage with a staff, these are staple classes to any game, but I sometimes feel that these specific key character templates are used over and over again. My question is, what kind of new class would you create? What would be their abilities? What weapon would they use? How do they affect the world or story? If it helps, you can pick an existing title and add a class for that particular game.
You just started, like, making all this imaginary.
Godly class.
See, I suck
given
at this
every
stuff.
Power in the
like,
whole world.
Making stuff?
I'm not
overpowered.
Super creative at, like, thinking up a class on.
That would be so overpowered.
I don't know.
I remember
good
when I played
to, like, take two things.
My favorite weapon was actually an anchor. I always thought anchors were cool.
Anchor?
Bash someone over the head with a giant anchor.
So your class would be, like, a sailor?
I don't
be
even
Popeye.
Know. Just anchors. Those are cool.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe a class like a Beastmaster. Have some guy riding a dinosaur wielding an anchor.
Beastmaster. Beastmaster. How about you, Sean? You got a class you want to make?
I can't think of any class that...
That's more like a traditional ninja. Like, you just leap from building to building.
But what games have, like... RPGs aren't going to have you leaping building to building.
Yeah.
Usually classes are where RPG, or that's where classes come in as RPGs, but there's never a whole lot of, like, plane traversal.
Yeah.
In an RPG.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm not very good at making up stuff.
I'd say that, early Final Fantasy games and, like, they just have, like, warrior, thief, kind of rogue, and then, like, magicians that heal, and then, like, Dragon Age has that. It's kind of just generic classes, like, the one that's good at dexterity, the one that's good at strength, and the one that's good at magic.
Right.
But then, like, I know Diablo 2, Diablo 1 had, like, rogue, warrior, mage,
And so, but Diablo 2 had Barbarian, which took things from certain things mm-hmm. and then combined them. So,
I think it'd be cool to have like a warrior mage.
Yeah, like
I mean, maybe
you could get that in. You could actually get that in Dragon Age.
Oh, really?
At one point, there's a class thing where you could make your mage like carry a sword.
Oh, okay.
And so you could still do magic crap, but he's like actually good in battle. Oh. It's like magic points transfer over into strength or something.
Yeah.
So instead of having to put points in strength, you can put them all in magic. They transfer over or something like that.
That's what seems cool about the Elder Scrolls Skyrim, like the dual wielding. Like you can have sword and like spells and stuff. That seems like it would be cool. I don't know how it's going to be implemented in the game, but
that's not a
neat.
Class.
Yeah, it's not
that's
really. Not
class. Like, so that's like
yeah.
Bioshock 2, where you could have like your god class
yeah.
and not at the same time.
Yeah,
I think just a good class thing is try to make something not as by the books. Like in Diablo 2, they had like Barbarian is basically your warrior, but you could also do other things like shouts that like have effects on things that aren't
yeah.
just war. It's not just hitting dudes with swords. You could do other things and just hit dudes with swords, even though that's his main thing that he does. Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe I kind of like it where like Fallout 3, you can kind of put points in whatever you kind of prefer. I don't know.
You know, like being, this is the class.
Like, for some reason, sometimes I just feel like maybe instead of picking a class, I just rather like allocate points to okay strength and maybe like persuasion. Just going by Fallout 3, for example, like and maybe like large weapons or small weapons. I don't know. I kind of like that, but like I said, I'm not very good at coming up with a class.
Super awesome class.
Super awesome
class.
Mary
right.
Sue class.
That's where you get to use all of the powers. You
all
have to level up
what
or anything. Just boom.
Just boom.
Awesome.
No more questions?
No, we got one more.
Oh, I thought you guys answered
people. Uno mas.
Very nice. Next question. If the current generation consoles were changed into a human form, what would you think they would look like? And would you base their looks off the console design? Their reputation? What the heck are you guys talking about?
I think the Wii
if
would be a Japanese school.
If the consoles were changing, what would it look like?
Okay, turn on!
Wait, what?
Like a
Wii
like
would be a
really
Japanese schoolgirl.
Really promiscuous
yeah.
Japanese schoolgirl.
Xbox would be like.
Xbox would be
yeah.
this
shouting jock or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
a shouting jock.
I feel like PS3 would be
Still
like.
Grow.
It'll be the intelligent.
And
one.
A nerdy.
Yeah.
Maybe not nerdy, but.
PS3 would be like.
It'll be like the gadget.
Yeah, gadget.
Guy, because he has Blu ray.
Yeah.
Stuck up.
Stuck up?
Like
I've
got a blueprint.
Like
better than you.
Better than you.
Like
a mustache.
You know, you're gonna pay for online.
And some mustache.
He's a creep.
He's a creep.
He's got the mustache.
But hey,
sit down here.
Then you can have this eye toy.
I definitely agree with the Wii. That was a good one.
No.
Or really, that was
the Japanese schoolgirl?
Yeah. Or was that?
What's a GameCube?
It's one of them.
GameCube. GameCube's a short, plump. Fat guy.
Fat.
I think he said this current generation's guys.
Yeah,
gosh.
He did.
Like
sorry.
Sorry.
We were letting our imagination run wild.
DS. What's
oh,
a
what
DS?
DS?
What's the
yeah.
DS, Evan?
It's whore.
Oh, wow.
Speak into
a
it.
A whore. It's a whore.
Blow into it.
Ooh.
No, it's
ooh.
Totally a whore. Because, I mean, you can touch it.
This
or is
like,
it too.
Like,
naughty.
Hide
it.
You can, like...
What's
what
about the PSP?
Yeah.
Poke it with your stylus.
PSP's that loser kid that sits in the corner.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Doesn't have any games.
Ooh.
That's depressing.
Boom.
Sorry. What's, I guess that's
it.
Is there anything else?
Would that
PC?
Be PC? What's a PC?
PC's like...
PC the is the...
Master of all.
Even more.
Master of all.
I would agree with that.
Wait,
I don't know.
I don't know.
He'll be the ruler.
This is a dump. No.
No, that's a good question.
Good question. Very innovative. Very.
PS3 would be wearing black all the time, though.
Yeah, PS3 is the goth.
Xbox would
shiny,
be like.
Shiny black.
Be like.
A
white
backwards
greens.
Cap.
He's like the preppy
white and green
kid.
Cap.
Like the. Like
backwards baseball cap.
Cap. Like sunglasses. Bit too much of a tan. Like frosted hair.
Pilot shades, maybe.
like a gold chain.
I like how he's like putting like. Deep thoughts.
Hey, they said,
like,
let your imaginations run wild.
Hey,
you guys
are
like,
specific.
Like a wife beater.
Like, yeah, I could definitely see a wife beater with, like, maybe something tied around the waist or something like that.
Oh, man.
Some baggy jeans.
Baggy jeans?
And, like, skater shoes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Like a belt with a chain.
Belt with a chain. Yeah.
Like keeps his keys there, even though he doesn't need it on a chain, put it on a pocket and does it anyway.
He has an extra pair of keys just for show on the chain.
Oh man.
Doesn't even use those.
He needs to upgrade his memory. Goes to college. Goes to community college. He's very low in it.
PS3 need to get in. PS3 has like a black leather jacket and like
last month he broke his leg in football.
Oh,
kind of atrophied a bit.
Yeah. PS3's got the Vans and skinny jeans. Maybe not too skinny though.
Not too skinny.
That's right. Very much.
He's the Banana Republic guy.
Yeah, Banana Republic. Maybe instead of a leather jacket, like a blazer or something.
A blazer. Nice dark rimmed glasses.
Yeah, dark rimmed glasses.
Skyrim glasses.
Maybe just a little dew in the hair.
A little Clark Kent twirl.
Maybe a Clark Kent twirl.
Yeah. Wow. I guess the Wii is a Japanese schoolgirl.
Yeah, we already got covered the Wii.
Wii is definitely a Japanese schoolgirl.
Alright. That's really depressing.
That's a good question.
Good one. Alright.
Cool. That's all the questions.
That's all the questions because you guys slacked off.
Hey. Sometimes.
Not everyone's got time.
Stuff happens.
Yeah, I mean.
Sometimes they're slow weeks.
I think that's it.
And it's 4:22, so just in time because I have to head over to work.
To work.
Uh-oh. So,
any
site news?
Any site news on the site?
Nothing really. Congratulations. Nobody even guessed the secret sound.
Oh, you guys!
Nobody even touched on it.
Well,
maybe it was too hard for them.
You guys screwed up.
Screwed up. I win the prize.
You guys screwed up.
I don't even know if I want to say what the answer was.
Maybe you shouldn't even picked it.
We're waiting. We're giving them another week.
Least,
we're giving them another chance.
Yes.
We're giving them another chance.
They're like,
you guys didn't even try.
What is wrong with you?
Next week, I expect to see some quality guesses, and I expect somebody with an answer.
There's 9 page views.
Nine people looked at it.
9 people.
Said, no, never mind.
And 9 people didn't even bother.
Terrible. They were so intimidated. They were like, I don't think this is right.
What is this?
Delete.
Sound. All right. Well, you guys better answer that. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Better.
Get to it.
Better answer that.
We'll kill you.
Threaten them.
Better answer it. Or else.
Send our assassinos. I got my brotherhood.
We'll call them. Come out the window and drag you out.
I upgraded all my assassins
really?
To assassinos.
Mine too. They look good.
Dude, they were like pimping.
Man, I was so proud of them.
I wish I could just like call them all and just have them walk behind me. It's like. And then I have that song in the trailer.
Just put
it's
on
like,
the shades on.
Oh,
I feel like money.
Maybe
that one
too.
Like, you guys just make it rain with gold coins.
Yeah, basically just SEO's throwing money and it's like.
Make it rain.
Other people are like, ah.
That'll be the best one.
Alright, well, that's pretty much it, you know.
That's it.
This is 29. 30's next week.
30's next week.
Yeah, the big 3-0.
Evan's gonna be home?
Three.
Probably not.
Wow.
Alrighty. Happy
and I finished my Gatorade right at the end of the podcast. How about that?
Yeah. And that'll be it.
Alright.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to check out the Secret Sound.
Make sure
maybe give a guess.
Check it out.
Give your best guess.
That's it?
Give your best guess. Guessing.
Forward.
Give your best guess.
Give your best guess.
Until next time.
Until next time. Don't look at my veins.
If I cut one of these, will you die?
Yeah.
Instant.
I don't know.
I feel like
you'll never heal.
I'll never heal.
You'll never heal.
Well,
never.
No, I will heal. I'm Wolverine, so I have regenerative powers, so it doesn't really matter. I have adamantium in there. So it's just like...
That's really awkward. How do you get through metal detectors?
Let's not discuss that on the podcast. We're going to end it right now, and then I'll tell you about that. All right, see you guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
No apple juice spilled today.
No apple juice spilled.
Mine,
only Oreo poops.
Only Oreo poop.
Oreo farts.
Smell
great.
All right, see you guys.
Sean was in.
Bye.
Bye.